This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Random Order Show, episode
153.
Yeah. It's your boy Jermaine Richards. I'm in the building, man. You can't deny it. Amen. Yeah. Listen, Big Baby Trey in the building.
Yeah, man. The biggest baby, man.
Talk to right me. Here.
No way.
Amen. B-Shaw Sebastian in the building.
Yes, sir. Welcome back, yo. Welcome
talk
back.
To me, man.
Man, I'm chilling, man. Pants is pleated.
Amen. It is. That's a fight, man. Of course, man. We had to go and get it, man. The big that's fish, it. Man.
Yeah. Get on stage,
what's going on?
Eagles.
Yeah, Eagles, man. The bald eagle.
Bald eagle, man.
The real bald eagle.
Yes,
yeah.
The real one.
Big baldy.
Listen, man. What a wholesome episode we have in our hands, people. Listen, man, we talked about all the hard-hitting topics.
Yeah.
Kev getting bullied. Mm-hmm. The Ball Brothers Tour. Kev ain't a cool dad no more. Kev on stage. Kev on braids. Kev on AI. And, of course, man, Christian Bangers.
Listen, man, y'all know what you need to do, man. Go on and drop a bald five-star stunner rating on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Hey, man, let them know why you rock with the RO show, man. Jump in the comments, man. Jump on that bell. Man, we getting busy, man. Enjoy the episode.
Trey. Cap.
Yep.
There you go. Yep.
Very manual operation here, man.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
We got a serious episode, man.
Yeah, his name Jay Keys, man.
Yeah. Real rap, man. This is the first Christian episode.
Yeah. No swearing. I promise, man. Locked in with my twin. Lock, the man above.
So many sound effects.
Yeah. We got a couple pages.
Y'all didn't even. I got pages.
Yeah, we got folders and shit, man.
Tell me where this is from. I'll sell you $10.
Locked in.
No idea.
What?
Locked in.
Nope.
You even know who it is?
Locked in.
Damn.
Lil Uzi?
I'm 40, guys.
You know Lil Wayne?
You know Weezy.
He's the same age as Weezy.
Yeah,
Weezy 40. I never heard him say it.
Kev on stage, man.
Welcome. Full circle mode. Why are you laughing?
It's the sound.
Oh, yeah, my bad.
It's watching Jacob. It's just so much determination.
Kev on stage. That plays Swiss beats.
It's big funk flex energy.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm
a
good.
Full circle moment. Yeah. Welcome to the show, man.
Yeah. Thank you, brother.
No. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Let's get that straight, man.
Yeah.
Let me tell a story real quick on how we're in here right now, man.
Please.
We just finished telling you we got our visas, got our 01 visas, and we're like, yo, we got to take Random Order to LA, get some more friends on out here, and me Trent looking for studios. No real luck, you know?
Yeah.
So we come out here, we went on a whole bunch of other podcasts, and I'm leaving an airport, and that's when I see you.
Yeah.
Random link up.
He was glowing a little bit too.
He was glowing. Yeah, I meant to tell you, he was shining. I said, "What the hell, Kev?" Pull up, told him what's going on. What do we say? I got a studio. You kind of P Diddy'd me. Said, I got
did
a studio. And you just walked away backwards. What the fuck? Told him we're trying to shoot out here. You said we got a little situation. So, a couple months later, here we are, man.
Yeah, man.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
It's dope, bro. Of course, man. Y'all are more than welcome. Don't tell everybody.
Right.
Everybody can't get this shit. This is the J. Trey special.
Man.
Everybody else, I'll send y'all to the website. Yes, sir. Jay and Trey, man. They said I got to check in when I'm in Toronto.
We didn't even have to fill out a form, man. This is legit. Kev on Stage Studios, man. From vision to reality, man. How long did it take to get here?
You know what's crazy? I always tell the story like this. I read the Ray Charles biography, and he was saying everything he did was like, he didn't have the dream for it. It was just like, oh, I'll be more efficient if I do this. So he was like, he only bought a plane because he was like, if I get a plane, I can do X amount of shows more. Mm. It wasn't like I'm just trying to flex. And the studio was, our business partner, Transit Productions, they had a studio that was, they were coming up on their lease. And we were like, it was a small room and we always had to, like, we want to shoot something, we have to break something down, tear it down, build something else. And it was just like, bro, this is really inefficient. Mm-hmm. And we were looking at doing more stuff with the app, and it was like, if we have to rent a location every time, we're going to spend so much money in location, and we have to rent equipment if we can't store it. So we really was just like, I don't want to say luckily, but because of the pandemic, like, most of the businesses in here were
sweet prices.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They, like, 11 of the 16 went out of business.
Damn, wow.
In like 3 months. So when we was looking for spaces, the lady was like, look,
please.
I will give y'all a deal for five. I mean, it's way under market value. And luckily, businesses can only go up so much. Mm-hmm. If you stay, if you resign, now we leave and somebody else comes and they can go right back to market value. But if I resign, I think it's like maybe 3 or 10% max they can go. So, bruh,
that's why this is free.
We're still on pandemic pricing. So, yeah. And my other podcast studio, we had paid it. It was before the pandemic. So we actually, it's a much smaller space. Probably a whole thing as big as this room. And it's more expensive just for the rent only for that space. Because it was like, prior to the pandemic, it was like, this is the price. Square foot, you know, $4 or $5 a square foot. You got bathrooms, whatever. Now we got to pay the utilities here. But it's a huger space. So it was like, I don't want to say a blessing of the pandemic, but the pandemic looked out.
Yeah, it's hard to say that, man. But I feel like in a lot of ways, I'm like, yo.
Silver lining.
Yeah, silver lining. Yeah. Definitely silver lining. So yeah, they were. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, bro, I feel like everything can't be about money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, if it's your people, it can't be like, yeah, I remember y'all.
Yeah.
$1.99. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like,
full price.
Yeah, sometimes it's just like, bro, it's, ain't nobody in there, bro. And it's the summertime. People ain't in here like that. You know what I'm saying? So, again, that's for y'all, though. Okay. The rest of everything is about money for everybody else.
We went through the mud together at all that ADD, man.
Bro, now that I'm gone, I can finally say this live.
Yes.
Bro, when they got y'all to do that show.
Oh, man.
And it was
new. Hey, come on, man. Yeah, you're an adult and you let us.
It's like a value pack of Macaulay Culkin.
Hey, Mike, show your homies how to do a chest bar.
You're going
to
catch me, right?
It's called a chest bar, mother.
Okay.
Ew.
Oh, God, my leg.
Learn that. Okay? In the streets, the only thing you can trust is the concrete.
God, it's broken.
Get up. Your leg ain't broke.
Bro, I think he really broke it.
Another team wrote that. Nice. And I was like, bro, this is whack. Like, they're like, for y'all want to do it? I was like, nigga, if you going to pay them, they going to take the bread.
Yeah.
Like,
accommodations.
Bro.
Payments.
That was our very first show out of Toronto. Like, someone flying us out, taking care of us. Like, we didn't know about someone else writing for us and all that. And then we kind of thought, like, ADD, they're going to hold it down. And we saw
it's all def comedy, man. Yeah. It was so many politics, especially at that time. Mm. So many agendas. And when y'all commented... Y'all commented like, bro, they wrote it, man. We were just...
That's rude to let him know, man.
Bro, we
are not responsible for this.
The black people was like, we told y'all. Because it was like there was a white team who wrote it and there was a black team.
Yeah.
And the white, I mean, not to make it about race, but that's literally what happened.
Yeah.
And the black people was like, bro, I'm telling y'all, they not liking that. And y'all was in the comments like, listen, y'all not finna blame this on us.
We got paid.
People in the comments were like, oh.
Yeah, they knew.
Yeah. Because it didn't match up with everything y'all did on your own channel. So it's like, y'all was killing it on there. So I feel so good.
I heard
to say
that man was mad. We had to take him down, man. Put Waleed on the mission.
We pulled
a plug on.
We called like the mafia from Toronto.
Hey, yo, Waleed, plug that server up.
Take that shit off, bro.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we muddied the waters over there. We got Waleed.
Ruffles and feathers.
But the thing about Waleed, man, I don't understand it. He gets away with everything. He does so much stuff, and people are just like,
that's Waleed.
Full screen game of bag, and like, bro, he just, because of who he is, people love him.
Bro, I'm at his house. He's like, yo, I took this computer from my last job.
Nice computer. Good computer. It got the M1.
Yeah.
He just has that thing about him, man. You're like, ah, you crazy kid. Anyway.
Yeah.
He might get away with murder just because you're like, but I'm Waleed. Yeah.
He can't get canceled.
Man. Nah, man.
He crashed our car.
Really?
And he said, yo, I didn't do it.
And we were really like, man, it's not small. What are you going to do? Get him to pay for the damage he did to our car.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah, that's why it's not about money.
I was wondering why you ain't get canceled for this one. I was just scrolling through. My house is still here to this day.
Dog, I really got that wig melted to my head. And the thing is, it looks good.
It looks great.
I had my homegirl, Lena is an amazing hairstylist. She worked like celebrity work with Beyonce, braided Nicki Minaj's hair.
Cam on stage's hair.
I mean, it's perfect.
Bro, it's believable.
Yeah, if I just met you?
I just met this man. Cam on stage with cornrows?
Yeah.
Am I seeing you in the airport with those braids?
Jay has those right now. It's the same thing, Jay.
But you don't just appear with a full head of braids.
In today's world, you absolutely
can. Yeah, you kind of can't say nothing to it. You can just...
I gotta say, I fucking hate that you're checking the watch. Right? I know I said no swearing, but there's... What are you reading?
Right, like, y'all can...
But that's normal for you, man.
This is business, man.
I'm checking my fit, my Apple Watch. Make sure I hit my steps.
You already got abs, bro.
You got abs, you good.
It's funny because my whole stomach's not even greased. It's like... It's just
not right here. You ran out of grease?
You can't grease where the marker's at.
Right. You're gonna grease off the marker.
Oh my God!
Oh, what is this?
What is
that? Like a D'Angelo thing? It's a D'Angelo parody on the right. Yeah. Might be the same day, but yeah, we were trying to sell tickets.
Oh, these tickets. Are 2 days possible. Oh, yeah. You did it twice. You hired twice,
bro. I've had the braids. I paid a lot for
them. Yeah, you gotta use them.
I had to the coffee shop real quick. I've had them applied multiple times. But yeah, we was trying to promote Keep Your Distance on that. And the next day, I think I was just might have just been wearing.
Yeah. You just put it back on. We ain't got no shirt today.
Just leave it.
I'm just rocking this.
Man, that's like Tyler Perry.
These are better than Tyler Perry.
You see,
this is the good man. He gonna come and mow your grass.
Yeah.
And take care of you when the dark skin guys mean to you.
Yeah.
I'll let him, man.
I trust him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Trust him.
Oh, congratulations, man. Was the video worth it?
Yeah, analytics wise. Did this convert?
It absolutely was worth it. And I've read it back so many times. Nah. I just posted again.
Some more tickets.
Every time I post this picture, of braids
go up.
Dog, that's hilarious, man.
Man.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Man, talk to me. You're going on tour, man.
What's yeah, I'm actually leaving tonight in like 7 hours.
Yeah, we hit the buzzer beater, man.
You're packing us all over, man.
I'm actually out right now.
Helicopter just lands on top of the building. But yeah, me and Tony are going on the Ball Brothers tour. We're doing, I want to say 11 dates. And we sold out, bro. We sold out in New York, Philly this weekend. Nice. I think D.C., Atlanta's already sold out. And a couple others only have like 100 tickets left. Like the only one that sucks is Cleveland.
What's so good about Cleveland?
They're like, bro, you ain't Bron. We don't.
I saw the videos already. Do we need to come out to that?
But yeah, bro, it's super dope, man. Tony's amazing. And luckily, I get to go before him because we toured before and I had to follow him. And he will be getting standing ovations.
Funny, man.
Funny.
And he's funny. Like, right now, he's like, oh, man, I don't know what I'm going to say. Bro, don't do that. It's too easy for you.
Can he get out there chilling on the mic?
Yeah.
Bro,
it's too easy. Yeah.
Even if he didn't know what to say, like, whatever he's thinking about, he just make it sound funny.
Yeah. So I love hearing him go on about cats, man. It's just some of the funniest shit. Bro. Cats and dogs.
He thinks so about simple. Stuff that you never thought about, but you also have thought about. Like, you never said out loud, but you noticed. So yeah, bro, I'm super excited about it. It's going to be super dope. It's the best, man. This is a great way to do it.
Yes, sir. All so this comes out in October. Are we hitting?
Yeah, October.
Oh, this comes out in October?
Yeah. Yeah, we bank shoot. Yeah. October, we will be going to Berlin, Paris, and London.
So there it is, man.
So London, pull up, Berlin or Paris. We
hey, really what are you doing, man?
I'm going to that. 10% by the way. We ended up month still. So.
Hey, London, he ain't even going.
Oh, I ain't favorite.
No freebies.
Oh man, that's great.
How are you on the cool charts, man? With your sons, you still up there on the cool charts? Or you losing points these days?
Nah, man.
Damn.
Nah.
It goes down, man.
I actually raced my sons yesterday.
We saw that. Man.
Joe, what? You happy?
They beat me for real? I can't. They beat me for real?
You gotta be.
I raced my sons yesterday, and I lost to both of them.
You thought you were going to win?
I was convinced.
Okay.
Mm. Until we were like 4 or 5 steps away from my wife. I was like, oh no.
Like, I'm there first. Left.
I'm really going to lose. Like, because I know they're quick.
Yeah.
Right? But I figured I'm like 6'1". I can catch them.
Pick up the speed. Yeah.
Strides, yeah.
None of that stuff. And I rewatched the video and their faces were so determined because they're like, bruh, you'll never get this chance again.
Yeah.
But nah, man, you can't be cool to your own kids. Like, I'm really? Cool to their friends.
I think, like, as a kid.
You kiss your dad can't be cool. It doesn't matter. Like, and I've seen, like, Dave Chappelle's kids. He's not cool to them. Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
But Kevin Hart's cool. Mm. Kevin Hart's kid, they're not cool to him, but Dave Chappelle's cool. So it doesn't really matter.
Mm.
LeBron's kids. Mm. Though, do you see LeBron's kids when he was breaking the record?
Yeah.
They were on chilling. That phone wearing Jordans.
Yeah. For real.
Yeah.
These LeBrons don't go with jeans.
Yeah.
LeBron's
dad, jeans. I can't do it.
Even LeBron can't do it.
LeBron knows, man.
So, bro, it is funny though. My oldest son, he takes my material and works it out at school, but he acts like I'm not funny.
Come on, I was gonna ask you guys.
Yeah, so I do this thing where, like, if y'all were laughing and I came in, I'd be like, "What's up, guys?" Like, and they always be like, "Man, watch out." So when we were in the car one time, I'm giving his friends a ride, and I start laughing. I do it to his friends, and they're like, "Oh, Zay Zay does that." And I looked at him like, "Oh,
do not."
So it ain't funny at home, but you can use my stuff at school, and you be working it.
I know, bro.
Books, man.
Yeah.
So nah, it's expected. I think after 22, 23, they finish college, then they come back and they be cool.
Maybe you're not that bad.
My teenagers, they like, bro, you my dad, man, watch out. So that's where they are right now. Like, bro, watch out, man. Don't be by us.
It's watch out season.
You can don't be by us. His birthday's coming up. Yeah. He was like, let's go to dinner. I was like, oh, can we sit with y'all? He was like, nah, that's gonna be weird if y'all are there. And I'm like, bro. He's like, y'all could be on the other side of the restaurant or a different restaurant. So, yeah, man, I just...
Late nights, I just cry.
Really?
But you accept it. You know, I was like that with my parents, so, you know what I'm saying? I don't expect nothing. I just thought I was cooler.
Yeah.
But I feel like every parent thinks they're cool.
Yeah.
I'm pretty confident going into it, man.
Yeah,
but
I think I'm going to be... sorry, not the... flip. I think I'm gonna be all right.
I'm gonna tell
my
son,
hey, watch out, man.
Yeah, you catch up with me, man.
No, man, get on out of here.
My niggas, man.
We don't know. You gotta create the demand, man.
You gotta get to them first. Tell him watch out. So
hey,
I appreciate that game. Yeah,
that's real, man.
Yeah.
Man, you used to put Lil Zay Zay to work. Man, I used to see him with the content.
I didn't know that was your son for the longest time.
Really?
Yeah,
for the longest time. Recently, definitely recently. Yeah. But like, at the beginning, I used to see him online, like World Star and stuff.
Yeah, he was he was the 5-year-old comedian. That came from
yes.
He used to watch me editing videos. He said, "All you right by me when I'm editing my videos and stuff." And he was like, "I want to be like you." So one day after basketball practice, I was like, "All right, man, just say what I say. Copy Spoken Reason. Spoken Reason was doing this jump cut and stuff because he was real young." So I was like, "Man, black parents be like this." And he did his whole thing, bro. And at that point, I was like, "All right, man, now leave me alone.
Watch out,
bro." No, he like, "Knock on the door, hey, man. I got an idea." Wake up, bro. Posted that video, and it was the biggest viral video that I had ever been a part of. Wow. Like almost immediately, he was on like MSN. That was at the time MSN. MSN was big. Yeah. Yahoo, World Star was big, but in a bad way.
Yeah. You want to read those comments,
bruh? The comments were so wild. Like my wife actually called World Star and made them take the comments off.
Oh yeah,
really?
That's her baby.
And they really
did. That's real.
And I was like, "What do you mean call World
What's
Star?
The number?"
She found the number. This is a true story. Found the number to World Star and was like, "These people are on this video talking crazy about my son. Y'all didn't get our permission to put this on here. You ain't gonna do that to my baby. So you either take it down or turn the comments off." And within like 30 minutes, the comments were off. And I never seen the comments off on a World Star video.
No, we got cooked. I wish I could make a call a couple times.
Thank you for the post. Hey, man, we getting cooked. But I was just saying that today. Twitter now is the World Star comments, but a whole website.
Right. Yeah,
like, that's how bad Twitter is. It's like nothing can be positive. It's all... Eventually, it all ends up negative, no matter what it is.
Sometimes you just end up in a negative pocket. It's like just getting ripped, like catching a riptide. You're just in a pocket of bad comments. It picks up in that community. You're getting pelted.
Right. Yeah. But after those videos, he ended up getting a movie out of that. He did a remake of Little Rascals.
Yeah.
We moved to LA. That's how we ended up coming down here. He got to deal with awesomeness.
Off the Zay-Zay bag.
Off the Zay-Zay bag. I was writing and directing his video.
You let him in. Did you let him know he was raking it in?
We weren't really raking it in. It was like $500 a video for everything. Write, direct, produce, edit, notes.
Oh, damn.
At that time, I'm like, this is cool. Because I'm working a regular job. So $500 a video felt like a lot. Now, in hindsight, I realized how much money they were making and stuff. But at the time, we were like, this is great. Yeah. And the movie didn't get, like, it didn't pay crazy. Mm. But that's money for him. Like, he doesn't even really know how much is in there. But when he turns 18, he's going to have a huge piece of money that he didn't even know about.
Yeah.
So he don't really be on stuff like that no more. Neither of them really do. But they still got that money set aside.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Nice.
Go to college or buy some shoes, whatever they want to do.
Either or. They got a choice.
Yeah, they got a choice. Because I'm not trying to pay for college if you ain't.
Yeah.
Bro, like.
Oh, that's real.
You ain't doing it.
I like we moved on.
You started talking.
I switched the page.
You ain't doing it.
That's real.
Give them something.
But nah, like, if they want to go, they could go.
Right. Yeah.
And I feel like college, especially nowadays, it's more of a, unless you have a trade, technical job, lawyer, doctor, you need to go. Mm-hmm. Or you're an athlete. But for the most part, it's more of a transition from high school to adulthood.
Mm. Yeah, true.
But if you don't want to go there, then I don't want to waste my money.
Yeah.
You're just like, oh, I'm going to switch majors. I'm going to figure it out. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But if you want to go, then I'll pay. But it's not mandatory.
Yeah.
Luckily, they both are very creative. They work in this space. So they're like, bro, I just work for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nice. So that's like a super blessing that they can shoot. And like, actually, they low-key work for us now, not on some like... Joe Jackson style. But like earn your keep. You want to be in this business, at least learn how to shoot and edit, like that Word. Type of skill. You can translate that even if you're not doing it for me. So
you put them on Final Cut Pro.
Final Cut Pro. But low key, bro, they're way more adaptive to their phones. Like he edits within TikTok.
Oh, I don't do that.
That's how I know I'm getting there, man.
Yeah. Oh,
that's why you will never be cool to your kids.
But
you're not playing on TikTok.
That's when I'm gonna show them an explosion of me flying in a Mercedes on Green Street.
Yeah. You can't do this on that phone.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna tell you, they will figure it out.
They probably will. Yeah.
Because I was like, I felt real old. I was like, you edit within TikTok, and he was like, oh, nigga, of course.
Yeah.
Like you can't say it, but what energy was
that? That's what the face was.
But when I left, he was animated. He animates Spider-Man stuff on his
cold.
iPad. Wow. Just for
the iPad's
love.
Cold. Yeah,
yeah.
iPad
there's a lot of stuff.
You start when they're 2 years old, but it'd be
bruh. It's second nature for them.
I seen a baby do that to a magazine. Man, trip me out.
Hey. Wrong pad.
Wrong pad. That baby was probably freaking out. Like, bro, what the fuck? Why this ain't getting bigger, man? Some of Coco Melon, bro. What's going on?
Who's Coco Melon?
Oh, the baby. So baby, yeah, baby content, baby, right?
Show, Cocoa Melon.
Cocoa Melon.
Yeah.
You did the baby show. How does that affect the mental? Just,
the baby show.
Yeah, you know the baby shows that the kids be watching.
Oh, my kids didn't do it.
Really?
What they watch? What
they were watching like Handy Manny.
What? Watch my videos.
He runs the house. Came on stage with.
They grew up past the iPad age. They didn't have iPads. They didn't have
phones. That's
great. Yeah, they were just watching Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, Handy Manny, SpongeBob, stuff like that.
Yeah, okay. Nice.
My
yeah.
nieces now, they are on the like iPad is your, you know, secondary toy type of thing. But my kids were, they didn't get a phone until they were in school like 10, 12 years old.
Or
just to, nice. When we were when we started leaving them at home by themselves, that's when we gave them phones so we could talk to them. But but luckily they were just regular TV kids.
Nice, man.
Yeah,
that's an accomplishment.
Like we're doomed, bro.
Yeah.
You hear these baby shows, bro? It drive me crazy.
Yeah, man.
I'm putting on some real shit. I'm just running back 90s TV shows.
It's Martin.
That's the only thing. Yeah.
You gonna eat Will Smith?
You gonna catch it? Yeah, you gotta catch it at a certain time. It's playing, man. And you don't fuck with my shit. Don't you hit my Netflix? You stay on the TV. I'm changing the game, man.
Man, you heard what Russell Simmons did yesterday?
No.
Oh, shit, you haven't been following?
Catch up, man.
I catch up. This is it's your guy.
This your boss? I don't know, bro. I ain't seen him, bro.
Really ain't done. There you go.
Yeah, he's still going.
Nah.
If you saw this in a pamphlet, you turn the page, you open it up.
Do you do yoga?
Nah.
All right, so this isn't appealing.
I didn't know he got his own son. This is wild.
Look at his own son's comment.
Hey, yo.
Snap. Nah, I didn't see this. He's wildin', man.
Yeah, he's wildin', man.
He's enjoying it so much. Yeah,
that's the thing,
that
man.
That was just glee. Yeah. 60, 70 years old. That was glee.
What I gotta prove, man.
That needs to be the new Twitter logo.
That's nice.
Russell Simmons X.
Yeah, that's wild, man.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
I know that boy back separated after
Yeah, spine is all nice, man.
Oh, you know, like the younger you wouldn't do that, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, like, I was wondering, like, does a younger you ever come out, like, come on, Cave, you can't be doing that, you can't be wearing that, like, come on, you let yourself go, dog, thong slippers and shit.
Bro, it's like, I feel like at this age, absolutely. But the old, like, bro, you're older, you're just comfort becomes everything.
That's
you know what I'm
imagine.
Saying? Like, Brad, when I was young, I'm about to style on them, blah, blah, blah. Blah. Bro, I wear Asics to walk. You know how much I've given up in life?
Good walking shoes.
Bro, I'm at the store. They're like, man, I'm like, where should I get the Air Max? They're like, you want comfort? Come over to the Asics.
Come on,
bro,
down.
The soul is like, but, bro, I'd be like, ain't nobody going to see this.
Everybody.
Hey, yo, come see that.
Zooming on his shoes.
Fuck it up. The older beast, he has more power than younger.
I feel that.
Right.
Feet be hurting and stuff, man. I got sweats on now, man.
Yeah, that's real.
No, I did sweats, man.
Yeah. I would actually, that nigga got sweats on. When I saw you, but yeah, you right.
I figured y'all weren't going trip.
Nah, we not tripping.
That's a shirt up episode.
Never, yeah. Right.
That's
a shirt up episode. Oh, man. Recently, a couple cats have been trying to get us into stand-up.
I think y'all will be amazing.
Really?
Oh, my God.
You would take us on tour?
Not yet.
Oh, wow.
I would let y'all do time if I pulled up in Toronto
or
Florida. I'd let y'all pull up. Taking you on tour means you got to be good. Because that's when you find out, like, every city ain't the same. Every show ain't the same. Every audience ain't the same.
Right.
And it's easy when you're rocking and the crowd is rocking.
Yeah.
But when you get to this Friday night second show that started 30 minutes late and you're in a small town and it's light out there and them niggas are like, nothing's funny.
Yeah.
I'm actually hot. I'm hungry. It's 11. Then you really find out how funny you are.
I'll just be like, hey, Kev told me to come up.
I'm going to come out here. I really think y'all would be good on stage. I really do.
Yeah.
I haven't done it. Is it intimidating?
Yeah, for sure. But also, maybe I'm trying to. I do tend to overthink things, just like my approach and you know my angle and stuff. And I feel like I've
recently been paying more attention to like the jokes that I do on the podcast or
dog,
because it used to just be passive and just like I say it, let it go. But I started to write and know my shit.
Bruh, trust me. When I go to write a new set, a lot of times the last year I'll go back through my videos and be like, what can I turn into material? Because a lot of times I'll be like, at least for me, I'm always writing material. And when y'all too, like you really are doing the content and the writing version. You just have to learn the art of like
delivery.
Yeah. Like a stand up, my wife always says stand up is like the mastery of like five different skills. It's originality, creativity, stage presence, timing, reading an audience, you know, pacing. It's all those things. So most people who are funny feel like they can do stand up, but it's like when you have to read an audience is understand like, oh, and also it's like experience. Like some of it you just can't get until there's time, you know. So but the joke part, the funniness part y'all have, the rest you just have to figure out the pacing and all that stuff. But bro, start with 2 or 3 minutes, gonna feel like an hour. When you start bro, 2 or 3 minutes is a long time, but I feel like y'all can do it.
You think it's cheating if we do it to our own audience first?
No, that's how you build your confidence.
Oh, where?
I feel that.
Start with your own audience. Because you know, it's different if you, you know, new crowd don't know you.
Your own audience. When I first started, I started in my living room, like working out my jokes for my family. Then my church. Like, bro, you.
That's the toughest crowd, man.
Right. Yeah.
Like, why are you here?
It's the way worse. Well,
like, in my living room.
Well, man, watch out.
But no, and also you've already done the work to build that audience. Course, use them, like, bro. So y'all won't have the, hard. One of the hard parts is like, especially black people, we be like, all right, nigga, prove it to me. You know what I'm saying? But if your audience is already coming there, they gonna give you the benefit of the doubt. But you still gonna have to make them laugh. But you don't have to be like, oh, they already know you're funny and they're excited to see you, which is two of the things that are already hard. But I think if y'all do that, y'all y'all will win. But of course, man, you ain't built all this audience to start from scratch.
Yeah, you're right, man.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
No, I've been giving it some thought just because we started thinking about taking the podcast on tour and kind of doing some live shows. And I'm saying, all right, while we're on tour, we kind of make it a variety show. And that's where you kind of go out and just say, all right, warm up the set.
Yeah,
2 minutes, 1 minute,
or just do the live podcast, and then you working in stand up, and then you don't have the pressure of I'm coming to see stand up.
Yeah,
but
you
live podcasting is very similar to stand up. If you're doing a comedic podcast,
the 88 South show, 85 round number.
Right,
you might listen to the thing on Netflix.
You going north, man?
You fuck with someone else now. Nah, but that's facts, man. There's definitely less pressure when you got 2-3 mics on stage.
Absolutely, bro. The audience understands. Because I didn't want to do a podcast show because I felt like I don't like stand up. I'd like to control my set.
Right.
But like 85 South, it's proven, and other people, like your improv and crowd work stuff, you see people on TikTok going up just off crowd work. So if your audience is there, you're having a good time, like you really still doing stand up. You know what I'm saying? Right. It's just not like purebred stand up. But the other thing about it, bro, audiences don't care about that.
Yeah, no.
Like that rules are for stand up comedians.
Yeah.
Audiences don't know the rules. They just were like, bro, I like these people. I want to give my $30. I want to have a good time for an hour and a half and not think about life. That's all they care about.
That's real.
So if you've done that, you've done your job. It doesn't matter what anybody else said. Like, this ain't Peter, bitch. That's an old nigga who was on Comic View and like would open for you right now.
I had it all, bro. Watch out, that's not real. Comedy. The thing, I just want to go out there and the nigga call me Young Blood. Like, watch out, Young Blood.
Man, I'm just trying to talk to my people, man.
I'm learning.
Yeah, nah, I feel you.
Man, stuff like this ever make you want to quit?
Why'd it do you like that, man?
This is such a surprise.
You never expect this.
Have you seen this picture before?
Of course.
Oh, man.
Of course. I remember.
Damn.
I'm just like, man, you know, I'm going to take a 2-day break. Man.
Y'all appreciate my comedy.
Y'all got to get no content today, man. That's a punishment. I remember this, man. This was during the pandemic. People was like, I'm not my body, man. You know what I'm saying? As a black man, we are. But they were taking great pictures.
Yeah.
So I was like, let me flip that. Mm-hmm. And I'll sit down and have my belly out.
Yeah.
But bro, this proved everybody's funny. When you have the whole internet on the same subject, you'll find out just how creative people were. So
you just scroll through the thread.
I've been killed a lot of time, but this was elite.
Yeah.
Because it fits so perfect.
Yeah, it blends in. This is like no Photoshopping.
I don't even know where if those those wrinkles are his or mine. Yeah. Like, it's perfect, man.
It's a good blend,
like,
man.
That belly button look perfectly like it would be right there.
Like a little
It looks like the mark on his nose.
Yeah.
That is crazy, man.
See, that's just art, man. You need to run that. That's another thing. I could just run that back. That was so funny.
You bring visuals on your tour?
I don't bring visuals. I'm not against them. I don't like.
Watch out, your blood. That's what you're talking about. I won't do that. No visuals, your blood. All imagination.
One mic. That ain't pure stand up.
That's
what I'm scared to hear, too. Because I feel like we're naturally, in everything we do, like we find a way to do a little bit different. Switch it up.
My thing isn't even that. It's just I don't know what to do. Like, I don't have a vision for it. Mm-hmm. And I don't want things to break. That's really it. Like, if the video don't work, then I'm like, brother, you really got to see it to understand.
Yeah. Right.
But again, bro, like, stand-up was something that was created. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't have to do it that way. Y'all do y'all show. You see, like, Bo Burnham go out and make songs. Yeah. Like, all you got to do is make the people who pay to see you have a good time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if that has a visual element, bro, nobody cares. Mm-hmm. Like, the people who go, the young blood, they not buying tickets. They going to be waiting in the line of eight out of nine niggas.
Yeah.
Them the Toronto men, they got the, doing the right. Yeah, like, bro, none of that stuff matters. I really don't care because the audience just don't care about that stuff. They go and have a good time. They niggas got bills and stuff. They not like, man, you know, old guy from Comic View said that ain't real. What is real?
Yeah.
People be like, using music in your set ain't real comedy. Did the people laugh?
Yeah.
But you can't get it on a special if it's on the TV. But I'm not, though. So that's irrelevant information. Like, right now, I can do this, so do it. Like, but I don't come from traditional stand-up. That's probably why I feel that way. Like, I started in the church. And I started in theater before I was, like, doing stand-up for real. Mm. So I'm more of, like, I want to give people the best show they have.
Yeah.
And I didn't know any of these rules. Huh. I found that out later. And I was like, bro, nobody really cares about that. We have music. Yeah. I took a band on tour with me before. Take it. Like, bro, I don't care.
Broke the trumpet up.
Bro, whatever. If it makes that's people laugh, I'll do whatever. I do not care about nobody but the ticket-paying audience. And that's what happens on the internet a lot of times. People who are not your audience and who ain't buying tickets have the most to say. But they ain't the target demo. Like, bro, who cares what y'all think? It ain't for you, bro.
It's not for you.
That's like the ice cream so good girl. Like, we make fun of
her. That is not for us, man.
It's not for us.
And I don't get it.
I'll tell you one thing. I figured that out when niggas were doing fake pranks on YouTube. And I just say, yo, it's not for me.
It was right there. We could have done it.
I made fun of it, but, like, it's just not for me, and I appreciate that.
Yeah.
But this, like, this parody type of comedy is for us, which is why we made the jokes that we made. Reaction channels were big. We had to do that video, like, at ADD, but was just like, you know, you got to understand when something's not for you, but people are just so caught up in the moment, they just want to...
Yeah,
it's an easy bag sometimes, but
easy bag.
No integrity.
I hate fake pranks too. I just can't.
Because it's insulting. The fake acting is insulting. Like, if this is good acting, like, you're not gonna. And I used to scroll through the comments. I'm like, do y'all not see the video?
Who doesn't see a camera right there?
Even kids. I'm like, bro, you guys are smarter than this.
And it's still going on now. Like, there's this guy that like he still does a gold digger prank where his toes are out and says, "So you just buy lunch for me?" Okay, come on. Let me show you my Lamborghini.
I got things to do still.
What the fuck?
A child is born every day.
Yeah. Mm.
So there's always somebody who either thinks it's real or doesn't care. You know what I'm saying?
Bite the bait.
Yeah,
you can't AdSense kids no more, man.
Yeah.
That's a tough part, man.
You can't. They got to make the 18
plus. We were like,
plus.
Yo, we got our niece on an episode. I'm like, damn, we can't really monetize that.
He's about to cancel on our niece.
You know we do everything ourselves, bro. For one, $0.
Yeah, man.
Get your niece out of 10 here.
10-minute episode. We just, all right. Well, the battery's dead.
No money to buy new ones. How'd you get into content in the first place? What were the first videos like?
Man, funny enough, I was doing this in my own way before even putting it on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Like, my boy had... he stole
the boy. Always the boy, man. And it's always my boy.
You're right here.
My boy over there.
My boy now.
My boy had took a V8, the old school camera that took, like, the full VHS tape in it. Yeah. Took it from the AV club. and we would like shoot. And at this time, there was no editing software for us.
You got to tell us the year.
This was a This was probably 2000.
Yeah, I know.
2001, maybe 2002.
Content. So Dre dropped the Chronic or not?
No, we were talking about Chronic. Right after the Chronic.
For sure.
But you had to like shoot and edit at the same time. So you'd be like, all right, Sheldon, you say your part. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, because we couldn't edit it. Oh, so we just had to do it like that. And then we would take the tape out and take it to my wife's house. Well, she was my girlfriend then. And we put the tape in, and we would watch, like, this is the skit we made. Mm-hmm. Either that or shoot it in real time. And we didn't post it nowhere. We just had tapes of, like, funny stuff that we were doing.
Yeah.
So that was, like, I wish I had access to that stuff. Because we would run it back, and it was, to the eight people who saw it, it was hilarious. Yeah. But, so that probably was 2002. I was doing plays before. Me, my brother, my friend, Ant was doing plays probably in 99, 2000, 2001, all that like early 2000 stuff. And then I remember YouTube started at that time. I probably was using Windows Movie Maker.
Movie Maker.
Goddamn blue screen.
I see the screen right now.
Yeah. Going across.
I'm on fire.
But my first YouTube video was like my son's video before the Growing Up Black one. We did like a T.D. Jakes grandson. I retitled it that. And he was like fake preaching and stuff. And that was on Movie Maker, bro. And the text used to come in.
It was like a 5 second intro, just words. Quiet.
You don't know what it says. Kev on stage.
Man, I used to watch a lot of like crip walking videos like that. Just how to crip walk.
At the time, we like, man, this is amazing. Looking back, you're like, nigga, this was terrible.
How did we ever watch a thing, bro?
Sometimes I be trying to click up on a 480p. I'm what's 1080? Watch out, yo, blood.
We used to watch squares. I don't remember that.
Literally. But now everything's going back to that. Now, man, all
square
these,
videos,
all these music videos and shit, man. Yeah, man.
It all goes back eventually.
Yeah, for sure.
TV was square.
It was square.
Them Mart episodes are square.
But then this is what I don't get. This is what makes me think, like, you know, someone's fucking around in this world with some time machine.
Some embarrassing, stuff.
Yeah. Because you see Michael Jordan play basketball. You watch Michael Jordan?
What type of question is that?
What were you doing?
You heard of this Michael Jackson. He made some music back in my day.
You'll be surprised, man. Some cats are just straight LeBron. They don't want to even know what Jordan is.
Know any basketball player? Definitely watch Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
So back in the day, obviously, when Jordan's playing, it's all these like terrible cameras and whatever, bad games and shit. Then you go watch Last Dance and it's fucking Jordan in 4K.
He
mic'd up and shit.
Slow motion.
Great point. We didn't even question that at all.
I did. I'm going to say, hey, what's
I've seen this game in square for sure.
And I to this point, I'm like, bro, what cameras were the NBA's used? Like,
yeah, that's a good point.
They've been having 4K.
Was it compressed? Was the camera always?
I don't know, because the TV was a square, so we could have did this.
Maybe it was because the TVs were square, but the video always extended. Yeah. And it was just cut out. I never thought about that.
They went back and got the sides back.
Well, you know AI can fill out the edges now.
Yeah, you're right.
So maybe they had the AI early.
I seen sweat off that man's head.
Maybe it's like a layer of like AI and they just fucking blend it, you know?
Maybe it's not for us to figure out. Mastering,
bro. That's actually crazy.
You trying to figure out how to incorporate AI into your production line?
Listen, man, I ain't gonna hold you. I feel like if you don't, you are just gonna be behind,
right?
Because I feel like, man, we ain't gonna let these computers win. It feels like the typewriter, man. Eventually, if you don't do it, I feel like technology just moves on without you.
Yeah, right.
I've never seen somebody stick to an old way and they win,
still prevailing, man.
Remember the whole like,
yeah.
The old, like, spoken reasons to bring them up again. Internet comedians and then stand-up. And all them old Cubans. And then the internet ain't real. You ain't on stage. And then it was like, what ended up happening? Mm-hmm. Soulja Boy the same way. He was like, you ain't putting music on the internet.
Yeah.
And now everybody does that. So it's like, I was telling my boy I wanted to make a movie. And I was like, what do you think about this? And he was like, I'm going to put it in the ChatGPT. This is the first time I ever seen it. This thing spit out 10 outlines. seven of which I was like, first of all,
not bad.
Better than me. Man, that's a good idea. Man. First of all. And because stuff is like, movies are so formulaic and it has access to all the movies, like, you don't realize how similar stories are.
Yeah.
But, bro, it did a good job. To start off, I was like, I mean, if you just got to start from there and fill it in, it was impressive. So I feel like, and honestly, bro, I already do it. Like, when you like, tech, maybe not AI, but technology slowly edges you out. Because I used to have to pay for thumbnails and graphic design. And then you get, like, Canva. And now you don't have to be as good as people, but you like YouTube template. And
it's enough.
Bro, you used to have to Photoshop somebody out. Now your iPhone can do that. So it's like, that was somebody's job. Somebody got paid for that. So technology, maybe not in the under the umbrella of AI, is always moving. So if you don't, if you're not keeping up, you eventually will get left behind.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
that's the thing about the writer's strike that scares me.
Yeah.
It's like the studios will be like, all right, keep going.
Y'all
gonna make us figure out this answer. Give me 100 of them. Watch this. The first one gave us reality TV, and they people, they were like, they're not gonna watch that trash. They absolutely will.
I still can't believe that.
What
people watching reality TV?
Bro, they love it.
After writer's strike, reality TV just skyrocketed.
Oh, really? You
know what I mean? Yeah. Like that. But they, you could see that coming. They love Love Island.
Oh, now.
They love that shit.
Yeah.
But that 40 years later?
That's what they produced because shit wasn't, they weren't making new like scripted shows, right?
Niggas were watching Flavor of Love.
That's, but this
like, reality's always been, I thought reality was always like a top.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't a top. It was alternative program. Like technically, Cops is reality TV,
right?
But I think that Rider Shock was 06 or 09. And reality TV shot up.
Oh, this isn't. Oh, I thought you were talking about the writer's strike now.
No.
This is the first.
When The Office and them went off the air. Heroes went off the air.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, for sure. And Friends and all that was fired up.
Those shows.
Paris Hilton or whatever. Who's that?
You know, the girl with the Richie girl.
Yeah, man. That one. I remember we asked ChatGPT. Well, we didn't. Waleed did. Waleed, I guess he needed some dad jokes. So he said, ask ChatGPT to give him 10 dad jokes. No, Jamaican
dad jokes.
Really?
Yeah.
Jamaican dad
jokes.
It got
jokes. Racist pretty quick.
It got
quick.
Racist.
Three jokes in, it's like, yo, I got nothing else but racist.
What was the running one?
They didn't even make sense. It was racist, sense. Bro. Just left you like, damn, that wasn't even a joke.
You'd get fried if you used it on stand-up. It was something like, why did Jamaican man stop running? It was like
he wanted to stop at the jerk hut.
The jerk hut.
Maybe he
You died.
That shit landed low key.
It's a drug hut.
What was that? He said he took the wrong turn at the jerk hut. Jerk hut.
Yeah.
I thought you said drug hut.
No, jerk hut.
No, jerk hut.
I was like, I don't. It doesn't make any more sense than drug hut. But the jerk hut works.
Yeah.
I see where it was going from. Was this? Yeah.
Oh shit.
Absolutely was it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, you don't even need to hire nobody.
Nice. Is this that you?
That is me. Dang, what was I doing?
Damn.
First of all, it's just Saturday.
Shit's a giggle.
Look at these lined up. I'm just like, what are you doing? What's going on with you, bro?
This, you knew us here?
You was before the airport?
We was cool here.
This is the guy we saw in the airport. I don't even remember. It's definitely AI. Bro, when I'm trying to promote shows, man, there's almost nothing I want to do. Most of the stuff y'all have seen is show promo stuff.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
But it's like, bro, in order to get somebody to stop scrolling, you got to do something. Yeah, like, just putting Philly this weekend, don't cut it.
Yo,
but you put that picture, they at least gonna stop and see.
Yeah.
But definitely was AI. I think I just punched my picture in, my headshot actually, and it spit out like 10 different images.
Really?
And I was like, this is fantastic.
That's when you was rocking with the most.
This is not AI. This is manual. This is human.
You look like 50 Cent mixed with Busta Rhymes.
Yo, what the fuck is this?
No. What is this for, man?
And why you ain't going around the staff?
Did they grill you at the airport for this stuff? What's this, man? Where you going?
What is this?
That's the final lap tour right there. Right there. That's 50 right there.
We're going for one more.
Oh my goodness! Now I get you. I get where your son's coming from.
Watch out, man. Don't follow my dad, please.
That is crazy.
I believe I was making fun of Marcus Houston. He had a terrible, yeah. And my wife did this for me.
Oh,
and
man.
The funniest part is it doesn't go past the top of my head. It just stops right there. Because it was taking too long. Yeah. She was like, do you want me to go all the way to the back? Like, my head is big. She's like, we're going to be here for a couple hours.
Just do like this, man. Just,
oh, my. So the slant is on purpose.
The slant's on purpose.
This is very intentional, like, camera facing. Holy
fuck. I'm very anti-Beijing, bro.
Right.
I'm anti-unbelievable Beijing. Mm. I want people to know this is what we see. Yeah. When we look at you, it doesn't look real.
Yeah.
Nobody's hair is that black. Yeah. We can always tell.
I don't get it, man. A Puerto Rican barber tried to push that on me, man. I was like, yo, you're not going to push your Puerto Rican agenda on me. I don't want this shit filled in, bro. No one's beard is filled in perfect, bro. Yeah.
Dog, I had to come through from the cape and put him down and say, no, don't spray that.
I'm just trying to fucking lie. Dog.
I get your corners.
No, no, that's good, man.
I'm telling you right now, if y'all did a random order live and you had four of your friends that came in and y'all did this, the audience would die laughing. There's no way you're. I don't have to be me. If you can show them or anybody.
This is good, man. I
would die laughing, bro. And I wouldn't be like, this ain't real comedy. I'd be like, bro, this is hilarious.
That's real, man.
The name of this image is Last Time You Had Hair.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. I'm just trying to remember the notes.
Is this
the last picture before you shave?
He's all right, that's it, bro.
Do you have to erase your head after this?
Bro, it took me a cool...
I'm about to say,
That's eyeliner. It's actually eyeliner.
That's why it took forever.
It took for... It was like 3.5 hours from application video to washing it off.
The joke will be done, bro.
You're really mad at this picture, man.
I wasn't supposed to take 3 hours.
Look at this motherfucker, man.
This is to be a 30-minute bit, man.
Can we bring up the braids and put it all side by side with all three of these?
Yeah, it's like a barber shop floor, man.
Which one you want, man?
It's the number 21.
Number 9. Oh,
I'm not getting this one. I'm not getting the middle track.
Who are you, bro? Who are
you? It's really hard to explain. Looking at all of them together, it's like, bro.
You talking about nudging?
This AI. Definitely do poetry and I smoke a little bit and probably a little musty.
Which show would you go to first? Wait,
I'll tell you one thing,
which
man.
Show?
Cleveland is selling out with that guy.
You gotta draw this again, man.
Cleveland's selling out with him.
We all was doing AI this week. Everybody was talking.
Yeah.
I'm not alone, bro. Yeah. We all was doing that.
That's a real fact.
Is this a John Legend fusion? Or is that just coincidence?
I look.
You look mixed.
I definitely look like a black and Asian for sure.
For sure.
My dad was in the military. Yeah. He met my mom in South Korea. Like, definitely look black and Asian for sure.
So, okay, which one of these are AI? Just for me.
AI, the
middle two.
Yeah. The middle two are AI.
Yeah.
The right is manual, and the left is professionally installed. The left, the braids are professionally. I paid her to put the glue in the dryer. That's a melted lace front.
Man. That's installation, man. Okay.
That's an installation.
Yeah.
And I really understand. I was like, man, women really be taking the time.
Because
it takes, and it's hot, and the glue is melting, and it pulls on your skin. I had to, it was a lot. Mm. But it was definitely worth it.
I think so, man. I saw it. As long as it was worth it, man.
I regret nothing. I'm going to repurpose this. I'm definitely pulling clips from this episode.
I can send you just pictures, man. I got
a nice little folder, man.
Airdrop those to me.
Yeah, I got you.
Bro, walk down memory lane.
Man, yesterday I was a little bit confused, man. I'm not going to lie to you. And a lot of times that I'm texting my dad, I'm like, nigga.
Well, I'm doing it like that.
Nigga, what? I had to come out. I swear to God, I came out of the room shirtless. I said, Jermaine, you see what this nigga talking? What is this nigga saying? We're trying to figure out how to shoot this and what episodes works out. He says, I can do one tomorrow. So, all right, let's do it. Everything's set up. Cool. You check in with Rob? I said, if we can leave everything set up, cool. I don't want nobody in there. I said, no, what are you saying? Oh, LOL.
You got to hit the FaceTime. Let me see your face, man.
Oh, with 15 H's? LOL doesn't respond till now. Here.
Bro, and then you came back to us like, yeah, Kev said it's cool. I'm like, did he? Like, what did he say?
We're not sure if we're shooting today.
What's going on?
So I'm happy we're here. I'm happy we're here.
That's
all
that works, bro. That's a double check. We good for one today?
I was wondering why you said that.
You said, I could do one tomorrow. So let's do it. Cool. You check in. If we can leave everything up.
I thought you the boss.
We cleared it up. I just had to say I definitely was stunned yesterday.
All my friends say I'm a terrible communicator, and this is just further proof that they are telling the truth. They're not like the same age, like doing the same type of communicator. Are they sharper on text?
They are all everybody's the same. And I don't respond. I be thinking I responded.
I was like, why is Jay asking me, bro? I said I'll be there. I never said that. Yeah.
I never said
We didn't know, man. I was scared, man. I was about to text Rob right away. Hey, yeah. Kev asked me to talk. We already spoke.
In my defense, I be doing a lot of things at once. Mm-hmm. And that's the problem. I'm like either shooting, editing, or on a Zoom call, and I don't be present. So this is what happens.
Sometimes you're just mentally checked out, man. I understand. Bruh, man.
I'm doing too many things.
Yeah, you gotta slow down, brother, because I had no idea what was going on there. I'm happy we're here though.
Yeah.
Even in the morning, I was confused with Sheldon. I'm like, so you coming or you staying?
I don't know. What we shooting?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
I'm gonna ask him at 12.
Let me get him when he's fresh. Because at that time, I was already late at night. What time you go to bed, man?
9.
That's so good.
That's a good time.
That was me yesterday, though. That was me.
So he's ready to top out. Yeah. You might have been like on the last hair.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
9:30. I'm shutting it down.
You
bro.
Up at 5?
I'm up at 5, 6. I'm usually moving around by 6. Yeah. I just, bro, I believe in sleep. I am a big proponent of getting my people like, man, grind. No. Go to bed. Take a nap. You're no good when you're tired.
Such a better grind, man.
It's a better grind, bro. I didn't do all this to then have to be tired. No, bro.
Yeah, that's right.
9 o'clock, I go to all my friends. No, my do not disturb comes on at 10 o'clock. Then I get up fresh, go work out, whatever, take my kid to school. But by 9 o'clock, bro, if it ain't done.
Yeah.
It ain't done.
Are you a believer of the power nap?
Big believer.
25 minute power nap.
Nice. It works for me. I can go to sleep real quick. I feel refreshed. I feel sorry for people who
I feel interrupted.
Yeah. Really?
You're either one or the other. Yeah. There's no in between. Yeah. You either love it or you feel like you didn't get enough sleep. Yeah. Bro, 15 minutes.
Wow.
12 minutes.
Yeah, that's real, man.
But isn't REM sleep like 30 minutes?
I think you get in. I think you get out just before you dive
into
that.
Yeah.
You probably don't get to REM on the power nap, but I actually read a book about energy. I forgot what it's called, but protecting your energy. And he was like, but power nap is great. You can sleep for 12 minutes, 15 minutes. It's
12
better.
12 minutes?
Bro, you think you need more at the time? Like the moment you like got to get up? Mm-hmm. I was like, no, you stand up, man.
12? It's just like a little bump of coke.
Mm. Yeah, real deal. Natural.
Yeah.
Oh, you meant that? Oh, I thought like...
No.
Maybe the balls. The balls. Mascara can.
That is my coke. Yeah. Man, a little power nap would make me feel.
Get you right.
I feel so. Bro, when we shoot like a lot of podcasts, I'll take a. We have an hour lunch. I'll eat 20, 30 minutes and take a 20 minute nap.
Yeah.
Bro, I feel like.
You get an extra day.
Refreshed.
New day.
Right. Bro, new day. Let's get 3 more episodes. But if I can't. It's coffee or I'm yawning or sleep.
It's not the same, man.
It's not the same, man. So definitely believe in big on rest, big on sleep, big on just take it easy. You ain't got to grind till you die. You going to put yourself in early grave, grinding. Like, bro, go to sleep. Yeah. It's okay.
Go to bed, man. It's a lot of shame in going, I'm not sleeping. I'm up. Just go to bed.
It's true.
I do that shit too. So watching a movie, you sleep. No.
I know. Who's up? Who's that? That's Leo,
it's
huh?
It's Batman, nigga.
Now you looking upset and I'm fine.
Yeah, this one is when you know you're tired.
Yeah, you gotta basically get up.
What are you trying to prove, man?
Oh my god.
Hey, go to bed.
Man, before we get up out of here, man, you got to break down the bald journey, man. How did baldness find you? What happened? Were you denying the baldness or did you lean into the bald?
I feel like every black man denies the bald.
We got music for him? Yeah, we get some in post. Yeah, we get that.
We'll fix it.
Bring in the Yanos.
Yeah, he going to get you. Jermaine going to catch you like that.
Bruh.
I'll edit this part.
My brother was a barber, too. He was my barber. And he extended me for as long as I could. Because first what happens for me is the sides start to
get the Vegeta joint.
Yeah. The sides were not coming down. Mm-hmm. It used to be And then it was just like
one more time.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, yeah,
and then they didn't go back. Then all of a sudden it came. So it was just like straight to fucking. You can't add that curve. Once you lose a curve, once you lose all the back, you can't curve back no more. It looked like a Lego helmet. You know, just a hairpiece. I had the Mr. Harvey, Mr. Hightower,
Lego.
So then my brother was like, okay, the size is gone, bro. So you got to go high and tight because it's going, and you got to go bald fade on the sides, and it'll buy you some more time.
This your older bro?
It's my older brother. Okay. Yeah.
Right. So he already been through the mud.
He's been through it.
He's bald. He's telling you this bald.
Yeah.
He knew the path.
And he's a barber, so he saw all these other people coming in the shop. Mm-hmm. So what happened was my wife, and this one, you know, you're like, you're there. I'm in the mirror. My wife, I'm like, is it going? She was like, nah, it's kind of there. I'm like, no, it's not.
You gotta say kind of.
Just tell me for real. Is it there?
So I gotta get the spray.
Do I gotta go to my Puerto Rican barber?
Do you still love me? Should I do this? Do I get this?
Grab the mascara.
Go ahead.
And I knew I was on the way when I start asking my bald friend.
Was this halfway through the paint job?
I did the beard first. I know a dude who looks like that
you look kind of killer, man. I'm not gonna lie. You look pretty tough.
Yeah,
this is just Kev, man.
Yeah,
I fucking hate it. It's
there's a nigga beside Drake, like security looking. Just like,
yo, my nostrils are flaring, bro. Serious business.
You're aggressive, man. I wouldn't even want to.
The little piece of hair.
I wouldn't even want to say nothing about the beard to this guy. I'd be like,
I got a good beard, man.
Nice beard, man.
If you think that, I'm not bringing it up.
It's the Flo Rida beard.
This is a Flo Rida beard.
Yeah. For sure.
Damn.
I don't want my neck to be leaking and shit. That's the only thing. Hey, bro, your neck leaking.
Shit.
Neck melting, dog.
Good look.
Hand me a black towel.
Oh my god! But I knew I was done when I start asking bald people. Like I asked Tony Baker, man, how you
get it right
here? Hey, TB,
what's your problem?
We'll holler at you for a second.
This was the bald conversation. Was he like, oh, this is it? Like, oh shit, my dog.
Nah, he was like, come on, bro. It's like with the bald man.
He opened up his bald cabinet. All right, so.
That's what you don't have get time, this. Bro. Get this.
And y'all all three are good. Y'all got so much time.
No,
left.
We got some time. Man.
Y'all got full hairline
that.
To the front.
Yeah,
brand new hairline.
Brand new. I don't got nothing,
sorry, man.
I probably was bald when I was your age.
What did LeBron do scientifically?
Bruh, there's so many different things.
He brought it back.
What do you mean? What did LeBron? It's not right.
He brought it back.
Ain't right, though.
Bro, he brought it. The way it was going out. You know, like he slowed down time.
Yeah,
he's
right.
Back
he
on the flight.
Okay, he got the hairline back.
He
for
bought
sure.
the flight,
but then he still got other issues.
They got the fibers. Yeah. They got the top. You the barbers, bro. They'll put you that braid thing I have. Mm-hmm. I get any of y'all haircut right now.
We good, man.
If I didn't wait the barber, I'll see y'all tonight with
Trey. What up?
And not say a word. What's up, my boy? I got waves. Now.
Nine braids. Just seen you 5 hours ago.
Won't mention it there. I had it. Look back at the video, bro. I had it with the hair on.
Oh man,
but that's my crazy. Wife knew. She was like, "Yeah, Kev is kind of going." Then I bought the bevel stuff.
Oh, you bought the equipment.
I bought the equipment. Yeah. I felt like the first day of school was looking at the girls like,
line it up.
Yeah. How to shave your head?
Bruh.
Do you remember like what that ball drop was like when people saw you for the first time?
That I was working at ADD. I got roasted.
Okay.
Oh, that's a bad place to go. So we met you. Like
just after before
we just missed the hair. We just missed that version of
just
you.
Just missed
huh?
the hair.
And they
roasted me like, Kev, your head is bigger than I thought. Like after that, it was like, all right, nigga, you know what I'm saying? The next thing. So
someone said, they say, oh, that's Kev. Don't mention the hair. I didn't get what it meant. That was
just a bald guy.
So now it clears it up.
No, you had
it
yesterday.
Don't mention hair. I said, what newly the fuck bald. Kind of intro is that? But hey, man, I'm glad we cleared it up.
Oh,
man.
Yeah, bro, it's all good now. The only thing I don't like about being bald is that I have to shave more than I had to get a haircut. Like haircuts, like
real.
Once a week thing. But if you're on camera, bro, it's like every 2 or 3 days.
You
can't come in patchy.
You don't nair your shit.
It's a process.
I narrowed my hair one time when I was in ninth grade.
You're too hot.
No, distinct. I had full hair. I just thought I just wanted to do it. Wait, terrible idea.
Oh, that's probably why. That's probably what happened.
Yeah, that's probably why you went out early. Yeah,
I could have sped it up. But like every other day, I shaved. I knew I was going to be on here, so I shaved last night. That's the only thing that sucked.
Yeah,
that's what he was doing. You're shaving. You.
Yeah,
yeah, whatever.
Cool.
Before we get out of here, man, I just want to know because you know I'm not really into the church scene too much.
Yeah.
It's
what
Kirk
is the
Franklin
scene, man?
Kirk Franklin to me. I don't know if Kirk Franklin is good in the gospel scene.
He's legit.
Is he what? Is Kirk Franklin good out here in these church streets?
He's the GOAT.
Yeah.
Oh, so
he is the GOAT.
He is the GOAT. He's the greatest gospel artist of all time.
Yeah, okay. For sure. I had to check. I didn't know people rock with Kirk.
I love Kirk.
Mm-hmm. I see a lot of jokes on Twitter, so I just
he's the biggest. Anytime you're the biggest or the most recognizable, you get the and he's the most open, so you He's goated in these streets.
Bro, nice. Kirk used to be like, yo, they'll play 50 Cent and then they'll play Kirk.
I remember
saying,
in the club.
You chilling, like, you like,
in
yeah.
the club?
Kirk
Franklin. Stomp was played in the club. He got a song with Lil Baby on the Space Jam soundtrack.
He's
on Chance's album, Coloring Book. Like, bro,
he's on Kanye's shit too. Like,
he does something. He did Kanye. Kirk is good.
Yeah. You ever click up with Kirk?
I do.
On some Christian stuff.
Yeah, right. Christian Mingo shit. Yeah.
You're saying what up? I've been to his studio, bro. He ordered Cheesecake Factory for us one time.
Real. Oh, nice.
It was great. He had
Who
brown
said
rice.
The prayer?
He said it.
Okay.
You pray over cheesecake, like desserts and stuff?
Food, yeah, right.
That's a real question. I've never Kirk prayed for ice cream or nothing like that.
You never prayed for ice cream?
Nah, man.
Why is that different than regular food?
Because it's just...
That's a meal. Yeah.
I'm
it's not going to nourish your body. I'm going to God nourish our body with a sugary pile of ice cream.
And I know what it's with about dairy. To do because we lactose, so I'm praying.
God, you don't need to pray for lactose.
God made us not so bad after
that. Please, man. All right, yeah,
shout
man.
Out to KF, man.
Yeah, that's my guy.
You never used to bang like the Christian version of certain songs? Like, you know how they're rap, they have like how we do, but it was like, this is how God do version. Bro, my boy Andron. You remember Andron?
Yeah.
Used to have the Christian.
Andron kind of looked like Kirk Franklin.
No, that's right. Yeah. He's like big Christian kid at our school, man. He's just like full Christian mode, full biggest Christian fan.
Yeah.
He got all the joints, man. He have like the, like I said, that Kanye would drop an album. He got the Christian version.
No.
Bro,
who
is this guy?
Yeah.
Never in a million years. No. Okay. No. Okay. No.
You just get a radio version?
Just the radio. I would listen to the clean version. Mm-hmm. I ain't start buying albums because it's going to sound crazy. I ain't start buying the albums with cussing until I was like 30 years old.
Oh, for real?
I felt so guilty. As a church kid, they're like, bro, you can... But the crazy thing is, I felt guilty about buying albums with cussing, but movies with cussing and sex scene didn't bother me at all.
Yeah.
But on a song, I'm like, oh, this is...
Is that right?
Yeah. But I fully watched Game of Thrones and have no...
Fuck all you dragons!
They've never said that once.
Fuck all you dragons?
That's Game of Thrones on Tubi. That's the Tubi version.
Fuck all y'all dragons, man.
It's the dub over. Yeah. We can download the sound, but we need AI fucking filling.
Regenerative scripting. Man. Nah, for sure. Now, you dropped a tweet the other day with a lot of N-words. They were kind of up in arms.
Yeah. You,
question mark, tweet.
Are you hacked?
Because I was talking to somebody that works for me. And we was talking about a contract. Mm-hmm. And he's like, nah, bro, this is my boy, man. We're like, trust me, we should do it. I'm like, no, bro, we got to get the paperwork. He's like, bro, he my nigga. I said, listen, I never think a nigga could do me how a nigga did me. So a nigga did me how that nigga did me. And that's what a nigga knew. That's what a nigga knew. Get that paperwork right. And I just tweeted that after that moment.
Word. Yeah.
And the funny thing about that is I've always said nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Never didn't say nigga. Mm. Never cussed, but I said nigga all the time. But early on YouTube, remember, your video will get flagged if you say
man,
nigga.
You get reported, man.
So I just never did it. So people were like, you changing, like, bro, I've been saying nigga all the time. I've just gotten so used to, like, social media taking your videos down that I didn't say it online. So people thought I didn't say it at all.
Right.
Always said nigga. But now it's more... open. They don't take it down as quickly. Except on TikTok, they'll take it down quick.
Yeah, they will stomp that out.
They'll get you like a little
unless you're white. The white kid, they get
it's crazy.
Sure.
But black people, you cannot say it at all.
It's too aggressive.
Scaring us.
We don't like it.
You always get stuck for bullying. Like bullying and harassing. Y'all harassing me.
I had a video on TikTok. Somebody was roasting me, and I reposted it because I thought it was funny, and they took my video down for bullying.
You still
raging? And it was a picture of me. I was like, I can't be the... And they never gave it back to me. Like,
with the braids?
Somebody put my face up to a drumstick. And it looked like exactly.
I'm sorry.
It was so funny. I was like, brother, listen, sometimes
I'm glad
people
you find
through.
It funny.
Oh, yeah. You can't fight against the internet. Like, right, they smell blood. If they think you hurt for real, they going to like you. If you lean in, they like, this nigga cool. If you be mad, they going to be like, oh, you mad?
That's true.
You're not mad no more for real.
Yeah. They won't hurt you for real.
Y'all got me.
Yeah, you got me. Y'all crazy.
Go subscribe, though, to the brother.
Remember we got called Dorntainment 2.0 last week.
Is that what y'all got called?
Yeah, Worldstar, first go around. Because, you know, Dorntainment was holding it down for the Black Sketch community. It is Dorntainment 2.0 ass niggas out of here. Roasted my shirt. Told me I got it from Forever 21. Bootleg Lloyd Banks. Oh, God, this is ripping me
up. People would never know how funny they are. I've been getting called straight Tyler Perry lately.
Now you got a studio on.
I didn't even understand the insult at first, but everybody was like, straight Tyler Perry. But sometimes people are funny, bro.
Yeah.
Sometimes they not, though. Sometimes they not. I've been Daniel Caesar since 2019. Day one of this podcast.
You can't go for the low-hanging fruit sometimes.
I'll take it.
I raced my sons yesterday, and somebody called me Huge Stain Bolt. And I was like, That's a solid word, bro. It flows perfectly. Reading it out, I was like, man, that is good.
That's great.
You got me.
I was just taking a picture. I think you catch a lot of people's like comedy highlights, like everyday people that wouldn't maybe consider themselves funny, but they got some like good tweets sometimes. Oh, and then that's the one that goes viral and like, yo, this is good stuff.
Never hate a good joke is a good joke. No matter who says it.
Right.
Very true.
It's a good life lesson, man.
Yeah. That's how we end
Mad it. Mad life lessons in this episode.
Give me
man.
Some more eagle, juicy man. One.
Get a man eagles, man.
Holy. Amen, man. What a powerful episode, man. The episode.
Yeah. Give him a couple more amens.
153. The amen episode.
I'm
for
sure.
This is a great time, man. I appreciate y'all for asking me to come on. This is fantastic. And y'all have to ask me to come on to use the studio. No. But I do appreciate it.
No, we never happened. We were never like, oh, we gotta
we
get
need
one.
It.
Yeah, no. You know, Kev gonna trip.
Real ones, no. We had group chat around. And
we did.
Filming.
That
was our funniest episode. And that one leaned mostly away from what group chat was about. Like, it was about stupid relationship questions and all that. So when we did that, we really had like a thought of like, fuck, why can't the show be like that all the time?
That's amazing. That's I remember we shot that in that little room in
Bro, I was dying.
Oh, no, it was a great time. Are those videos still up?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Good.
I'm on a playlist. Yeah.
It's very funny, bro.
Yeah.
Good times. Yeah, no,
all man. Day, man. Kev, you got to leave him with something, man. Let's say it's a bald, young one, man. He was just like, he getting there. Maybe he's kind of too young for this, man. You don't feel like he should be balding just yet, man.
He's in denial.
He see the hair videos. Yeah. He know there's a life over there for him.
Yeah.
Or does he keep it real,
flights.
Man?
You looking at turkey flights.
You got a sky scanner notification.
He's making a killing with that.
And he looking at hotels.
Yeah.
He that far.
Yeah.
He's looking at all inclusive.
He's bunching in hotel prices and everything.
Package deals.
While he watching this video,
he's saving tabs.
This is all in the background.
Yeah, this all
it just
catches
his ear. He's like, wait a minute.
Yeah, he needs some advice. He's looking in the mirror right now.
Yeah.
What do you got to say to that young man?
I'm going
to
say, hey, my bro, it's time. You know it's time, bro.
Bald Eagle time, bro.
All right, bro. Come on. Bald
Eagle,
bro. Come on. It's cool over here, bro. Come on.